Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The General's Tribune, A Legion Archer Book 8, by J. Clifton Slater continues the epic military adventure set in the richly detailed world of ancient Rome. As the eighth installment in the acclaimed Legion Archer series, this novel plunges readers deeper into the brutal realities of imperial warfare, political intrigue, and personal sacrifice. Known for his meticulous research and gripping storytelling, Slater crafts an immersive tale that combines vivid battle scenes with complex character development, making it a must-read for fans of historical fiction and military sagas alike. This book focuses on the transformation and leadership journey of its protagonist, a skilled archer risen through the ranks, now facing new responsibilities and greater dangers as a tribune. Set against the backdrop of a sprawling empire, The General's Tribune explores themes of loyalty, strategy, and the human cost of ambition, while also delving into the nuances of Roman military structure and the ever-present threats from within and outside the empire. Whether you are new to the series or a returning reader, Slater's detailed and realistic portrayal of the Legion's life will transport you to a world where every decision can mean the difference between glory and disaster. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, rise to leadership. From Archer to Tribune, one of the central themes in The General's Tribune is the protagonist's evolution from a skilled archer to a respected military tribune. This journey is not just a change in rank, but also a transformation in perspective and responsibility. As a tribune, the protagonist is now tasked with making strategic and often life-altering decisions for the men under his command. The novel explores the struggles inherent in gaining respect from seasoned soldiers, navigating the political landscape of the Roman military, and the personal sacrifices required to serve at a higher rank. The author deftly portrays the protagonist's internal conflict, highlighting the burdens of command, the loneliness that comes with authority, and the relentless pressure to succeed. Through various campaigns and political maneuvers, readers witness the protagonist growing into a true leader, learning from both his triumphs and his failures. This detailed character arc sets the tone for the entire narrative and adds depth to the story, making it more than just a tale of war, but also one of personal development. Secondly, the harsh realities of Roman warfare. Slater excels at bringing the brutal realities of Roman military life to the forefront. The General's Tribune is filled with vivid descriptions of battlefield tactics, the overwhelming chaos of combat, and the relentless grind of daily legionary life. The novel immerses its readers in the mud, blood, and strategy that defined ancient warfare. Through its protagonist's eyes, readers experience the arduous marches, logistical challenges, and crushing fatigue that Roman soldiers endured. The author's commitment to historical accuracy shines through as he details real-life military formations, weapons, armor, and strategies used during the era. This not only adds authenticity to the story, but also provides a deeply educational experience for anyone interested in the mechanics of ancient battles. Furthermore, the book addresses the psychological impact of unending conflict, exploring themes of trauma, camaraderie, and the coping mechanisms soldiers employ to survive in an unforgiving world. Thirdly, political intrigue and betrayal. While the physical battles are fierce, the true danger often lies in the machinations off the battlefield. The General's Tribune dives into the web of alliances, rivalries, and betrayals that are ever present within the Roman military and government. The protagonist must learn to recognize potential threats from ambitious officers, manipulative politicians, and even supposed allies. These subplots add layers of complexity and suspense, as every decision the Tribune makes can have far-reaching consequences, not just for himself, but for the entire Legion. The novel masterfully depicts how loyalty is both a valuable currency and a potential weakness, with trust being easily shattered by ambition or political necessity. Slater's experience in crafting multifaceted characters ensures that the motivations behind betrayals and alliances are believable and thought-provoking, forcing readers to question who can truly be trusted in a world driven by power. Fourthly, themes of loyalty and brotherhood. Despite the ever-present strife, one of the book's strongest themes is the enduring bond formed between soldiers. The camaraderie developed among the ranks is not just a means of survival, but also a source of strength and solace in the face of relentless adversity. The General's Tribune shines a light on the sacrifices made for fellow soldiers, the unspoken rules of brotherhood, and how these relationships are tested under strain. The author paints a nuanced picture of loyalty, illustrating how it can both unite and divide, as personal ambitions and the greater good sometimes come into conflict. Key moments in the story showcase epic acts of bravery, heartbreaking losses, and the raw emotions that accompany the life and death stakes of military service. These relationships ground the narrative, giving the reader a personal connection to the larger historical events unfolding within the story. Lastly, navigating the costs of ambition. Ambition is a double-edged sword throughout The General's Tribune. The protagonist's rise through the ranks has come with both rewards and significant personal costs. The novel examines the price of ambition, not just in terms of career, but also regarding personal relationships and moral compromises. As the story progresses, the Tribune is forced to choose between advancing his own position and staying true to his values or the welfare of his men. This struggle is emblematic of the broader conflict within the Roman world, where ambition drives progress, but also breeds corruption and instability. Slater invites readers to grapple with these challenges alongside the protagonist, making the story resonate on a universal level. The nuanced treatment of ambition adds layers of depth to the character's journey and drives home the enduring relevance of these themes in any era. In conclusion, The General's Tribune is an exemplary addition to the Legion Archer series, offering both thrilling military adventure and a profound exploration of personal and political growth. This book will particularly appeal to readers who are fans of historical fiction, military strategy, and deep character studies. History enthusiasts will appreciate J. Clifton Slater's dedication to accurately portraying the Roman military machine, with all its complexities and contradictions. Aspiring leaders and those interested in the psychological toll of command will find valuable insights into the responsibilities and sacrifices that come with authority. More than just a battlefield saga, this novel offers rich perspectives on loyalty, ambition, and the cost of greatness. The detailed narrative, compelling characters, an expert blend of action with political intrigue distinguish The General's Tribune from other books in the genre, making it an invaluable addition to any bookshelf. Choosing this book over others guarantees an immersive experience that is equal parts educational, entertaining, and thought-provoking. Whether you seek inspiration, insight into human nature, or simply a gripping story set in one of history's greatest empires, The General's Tribune will leave a lasting impact and set a new standard for epic military fiction. If you would like to support J. Clifton Slater, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.